Siegel in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
How long do you think it's too long to live at home?
I moved out when I was 17, so I'm probably not a good person to ask, maybe from my experience anyway. But I would say, I would think once you kind of get round about that like 20, 21 kind of age, I think that's probably maybe just as soon as you get out, maybe just kind of get into either leaving school and getting into work and stuff. I think once you get to that point where you get yourself a full-time job, I think then
like a real job.
Like a real job. I think then that's time to kind of to stand on your own two feet and do your own thing.
There's a couple out of East Charlotte in North Carolina, I mean, and they had to call the police on their adult son. They figured they're done with him. Uh-huh. They wanted him out of the house. Uh-huh. Not for, they just filed paperwork so that the police would ban him from the property. He wasn't stealing. He wasn't like he was a menace to the family.
They just wanted him out.
They just wanted him to get out of the house.
And this is the thing that's so funny as well. Like, in my house, like, my daughter Maisie, she's like, can't wait till I'm 18. She says, get out of high school, go to college, leaving here. I'm going to go to where she's talking about going to Miami or wherever for school and stuff. And she goes, I can't wait. I'm like,
see ya, we can't either.
I'm equally as excited because, and I, these are my exact words to her, and I've said it more than once. I said, the minute you go ta-tunk with that door, I'm going to be going boom with a for sale sign out the house, and then I'm going to be off as well.
We'll be in Florida as well.
Exactly.
We'll meet you at the beach.
But I think once you get a real job and you can stand on your own two feet, I think that's time to move out. Like when, for me personally, when you're still living at home and you're kind of like in your 30s, I think that's kind of just, I don't know. Just
I have friends who live at home. Yeah. And I would say the difference, I've bounced around. I moved out. I went to college at 17. I went home. I went back in between that. I haven't been on my own the last 13 years. Mm-hmm. And still my mom, even though I'm technically on my own now, it's not really on my own. I mean, like Elaine supplies paper towels and toilet paper at the very minimum. Like I will never be fully independent. And I'm completely okay with that. I don't know if you know how expensive those things are.
Well, and I think that's her, what's the right word I'm thinking? Like that's her mission in life is to supply people with toilet paper and
she
kitchen
asked stuff. You. She's like, I'm coming down. Do you need anything?
That's
I'm like, Mom,
thing.
He's your age.
That's her thing is to do that. So, but yeah, it's kind of extreme. I think where Mum and Dad have to get an order to say.
What did you want to live on? The difference, like you hear when people probably not agree with this at all. People probably think I'm very high strung, but for the most part, I'm very easygoing and relaxed. Mm-hmm. I don't care if things come up spur of the moment. That's okay. With my personal life, I'm a lot more relaxed than in my business life.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's because of moving around and having to deal with all that stuff and bouncing around. And I just, it's not like I can make decisions easily, but I don't get stressed out about a lot of small things. No. And I think it's because of having to deal with a bunch of crap, which you only experience being out on your own.
And I think with that as well, I think the longer that you stay at home, like tied to those apron strings, so to speak, I think you kind of get... And everyone does it. The older they get, the more kind of like set in their ways they become and stuff.
Yeah.
And if you've still got mum cooking your dinner for you and because you're living at home at 35, it's going to be hard for you to get out in the real world. To get out in the real world.
The best thing is like I don't have to answer to a single person.
No.
Even if you're an adult, if you live with somebody else, you have to just out of respect and common courtesy, hey, I'm not coming home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can pack up. And go away for a weekend and not tell a single person.
I'm going to be sneaking someone down the basement tonight, Mom. So if you hear anything, don't panic.
Mom, can you wear your headphones tonight?